It's Bernie Goldbach, and I'm talking to students about how they interact with their phones. On the campus where I work, we got phones that are 3 to 5 years old and ones that are only a year and a half old. So I'm interested in hearing the common services that my students use, how they interact with Bluetooth services, whether they're seeing 4G a lot of times, or if it's downshift into 2G or worse, and a few other things. Stay tuned. If this all works out, you hear voices from around my campus locations of people talking to me about what's on their phone and how their handsets work. It's a good benchmark for 2018. If I were to compare how things were in 2008, when no iPhones were on our campus, it'd be a big deal. So let's see what my students think about their mobile phone service and their mobile phone's capabilities. I'm Top Gold on Good Social Networks. Over on Instagram, you'll see some images coming up, hashtagged as Voices in Education. If students decide to share some of their imagery about the phone, that's where they'll probably tag it that way on their own Instagram accounts. How about your phone? Do you want to share experiences with me about backup services that you're running, the most reliable method you have for transferring information onto your handset? Or do you have a constant headache about the way the phone operates because you have so much stuff on the phone that your main memory has dropped down to a really low level? Do share. Thanks a million. Bye for now.
This is Shannon Dunham answering question 10 on our lab. List at least two mobile applications that can track your location. Google Maps has a location feature that tracks your location when turned on. Snapchat also has a map feature that tracks your location and shares it with friends when turned on. That's it. Thanks.
Hey, Corey here. I just want to talk about my phone and talk about some backup services that are running on this handset. On my Motorola phone, some of the backup services that are on my phone include Google Photos, Google Drive, and Microsoft OneDrive, all that I use for free, which is very handy.
Hi, this is Keen, and I'm going to show you my two mobile applications that can track my location. One of them is Google Maps, because it's more efficient, and Find iPhone. That's for finding my location of where my phone is. Thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Brian. The most common service I use to send and receive texts on my phone is Facebook Messenger and Instagram. One situation involving the use of Bluetooth services on my handset would be connecting my phone to my Bluetooth speakers.
Hi, it's Martina, and the most common service that I use to receive text messages and calls is Facebook Messenger. That's it. Thank you.